Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on a Friday. A Friday, by the way, leading into a three-day weekend for many of you. So yeah, it is Friday afternoon. And listen, I've got a segment here I do periodically. You know the deal. I look around in the resourcing of the show, and I find myself realizing how many stories are important for us to consider that are right here in our backyard, right in and around and amongst us. Because what happens in D.C. is always not near as important as what happens in your own backyard, what happens in your own state capital. And so that's when, every once in a while, I like to say we have to cook up a batch of home fries. Yeah. Cook them up. Cook up some home fries. So I got a story here, and I'm about to bring on a guest, and our phone dropped like twice, so I hope it's going to stay on. But the Alabama High School Athletic Association, my God, the AHSAA, the Alabama High School Athletic Association, is, in my opinion, they're like the sports mafia in Alabama. They seem to do more to prevent kids from having opportunities to play and be a part of the sports process, you know, at the prep level than anything else. It's almost as if they take joy in impediment. That being said, they just issued a ruling at the AHSAA that says that kids who are transferring from one school to another because of the new school choice law we have in Alabama called the Choose Act, they're going to have to sit out for a year, even though the law says, you know, your parents have a right to transfer you. Suddenly the kid can't play sports for a year because mom and dad chose to do what the law says they can do. Somebody who has addressed this already, I mean, like immediately, is State Senator Chris Elliott, who represents District 32 in the Alabama State Senate, hails from the Baldwin County region. He's the chairman of the County Municipal Government Committee and vice chair for state governmental affairs. And he ain't playing on this issue, and he's on the phone right now. State Senator Chris Elliott, how you doing?
I am doing fine, a little agitated with our friends at the High School Athletic Association, but I think they are about to find out how the legislature feels about their opinion on this matter.
So we got a little bit of fool around to find out going on right now, huh?
I think that's exactly what's happening. You know, for some reason or another, they have interpreted their own rules to somehow or another be above the law, and that's not going to work for the legislature. The Choose Act has specific language in it that says nothing in this act shall impact a student's eligibility to play. Nothing. Pretty absolute term. And I don't know what in the world they are thinking.
No, I don't either. And I think they operate in a vacuum a lot of times. That's been my experience when I was in Montgomery, and I even had a client that was dealing with them as an attorney, and so I was helping. But you took a step today, and I've got a copy. I don't know if you have a copy in front of you, but I've got a copy. You actually requested an opinion from the Legislative Services Agency. For those who don't know, we have a lot of great folks in Montgomery who are behind the scenes that help us in the legislature to interpret the laws, to write the laws, to mesh the laws, and LSA is that organization, and they gave you a great opinion piece. You want to talk about it, or you want me to read any of it first?
Yeah, I'll let you read it. I don't have it in front of me. I'm kind of pulled over on the side of the road. But I'll tell you, they were quick in sending that back to me in part, Phil, because I think I'm not the only one in the legislature that's pretty fired up about this. And so, take it away.
Let me
thought it was pretty kind.
Well, then let me tee you up on a couple. So one paragraph says, the overarching purpose of the Choose Act, that's school choice, was to provide parents the opportunity to have more options to improve the education provided to their child. And then it talks about that includes sports. And then it says the legislative intent that the availability of these educational options should not be foreclosed based on athletic considerations could not have been more clear. And then it says the law explicitly states, quote, nothing in the Choose Act shall affect or change the athletic eligibility of student athletes governed by the AHSAA. It even names them in the law.
Yeah. And so that's pretty embarrassing for that governing body, right? I mean, it says, you know, could not have been more clear. What are you missing here, guys, is essentially what that memo is saying. And so I guess what I will say to athletic directors and superintendents around the entire state of Alabama is pay no attention to these guys on this topic. Just ignore them. They don't know what they're talking about. Hopefully they will sit down and see the error of their ways, you know, based not only on my opinion or the cacophony of legislators who are pointing out the error of their ways, but maybe, you know, from a nice memo, you know, written by the Legislative Services Agency saying, guys, maybe you ought to go read the law before y'all start issuing edicts that are contrary to the statute passed by the legislature and signed into law by the governor.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's everything rolled up right there. All right, well, let me ask you this. Have you spoken to anybody at AHSAA since they issued this erroneous ruling?
I have spoken to, we'll call them one of their government affairs.
Yeah, I know, Will.
Commonly known as a lobbyist, but I've spoken to them. And listen, they've got some great representation. I've been up, you know, against them before on seven or eight different pieces of legislation, really trying to bring this body to heel. But I don't know how in the world they don't reverse their own decision here pretty quickly. That's the most expeditious way for them to handle this. Listen, it's not ever easy to say, hey, we were wrong. I've had to do it a number of times in my life, and it's not fun. But usually when you realize you're wrong, the best thing you can do is go ahead and admit it and do so quickly, so that you don't have, you know, the Alabama legislature, the executive branch, and every member organization going, oh my gosh, guys, what are we doing here? We're bad wrong.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if you want to put a target on your back and run the risk of the legislature just doing away with your charter, this is the way to do it.
Well, and so you mentioned that these folks operate in a vacuum, and
yeah.
Sometimes I think they miss that, right? And so if you want the legislature all up in your business and the collateral damage that's likely to occur as a result of that, then go ahead and stick to your guns and see what happens. But I think, again, a much more expeditious, you know, way to handle this is to say, listen, we probably missed the mark on this, and we're going to change it, and we're going to change it quick, because we don't want, you know, Senator Elliott and a bunch of other, you know, folks, you know, crawling all around in our business. And so hopefully they'll go ahead and do that quickly, so that, as you point out, the kids can go back to playing ball and doing what they're supposed to do, which
That's
is
right.
the intent of the legislature and ought to be the intent of the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
I saw where in this article I've got in my hands from the Trustful Tribune today, Representative Danny Garrett, who's a budget chairman, he's from Trustful, so that was his local newspaper interviewing him. He says, quote, the ruling came as a surprise and would likely spark discussion in the upcoming legislative session. I thought that was a very muted response. But
Chairman Garrett is a measured guy and a wonderful human being, and is much more polished than I am. I appreciate where he's coming from. I think he's saying the same thing I am, just in a nicer way.
Yeah, I would say the same. Real quick before you go, the CHOOSE Act has actually been very successful in terms of enrollment. And for those who don't recall, the CHOOSE Act is Alabama's state-of-the-art, like better than anybody else's school choice, that allows parents to have the say in where their kids go to school and receive the benefit of tax dollars paid for education to take their kids to a different school environment or even a homeschool environment. It's going pretty good, isn't it?
It's going great. It's something that conservatives like you and I have fought for our entire lives, right? I mean, this is something I've been talking about in politics for decades, right? And it's finally in place. But here's the thing to watch out for. The educrats hate it, right?
Yeah.
And guess what? The Alabama High School Athletic Association is made up of a bunch of educrats who are trying to thwart this however they can. And at the end of the day, they seem willing to thumb their nose at the will of the legislature and the people that we represent in an attempt to try to, you know, not do what the statute says. And they're not going to be successful with that. We're going to push back, and we're going to push back hard, and this will be changed. So again, superintendents and EDs, let's kids play ball. They're going to be fine.
I agree. Well, listen, State Senator Chris Elliott, you're a champ for jumping on last minute with us. I appreciate you taking my text and making time for us. Thanks for your service in the legislature, and we'll have you on again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me. Y'all have a great holiday weekend.
You too, buddy. Well, that was good. And yeah, I think that this memo, JP, I mean, this could have been a part of JP on Sports, really. But this memo right here is about the biggest smackdown I've ever seen because they just basically said, couldn't have been more clear. Here's the law.
Yeah, and you know, my mom is a high school coach, and she had mentioned this previously about how this is going to be an issue. I just wasn't aware they actually made it official. Like, you will have to sit out. That's ridiculous to me. And I played in the HSAA. I've seen them do stuff like this before to friends of mine, and they are the high school sports mafia, like you said.
There you are. Well, not no mo. I think that they are about to either change their own regulation like toot sweet, or they are going to wind up seeing themselves in court pretty quick. And that may be even defunded.
Whoop, whoop. I wish.
Take me to a break, JP. We'll take that break. We'll come back. I got more home fries we got to cook up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.